For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. The Mobridge Pollock High School softball team will be down in Chamberlain for a doubleheader this afternoon. First pitch is at 4 p.m. Central, and it will be the first ever meeting between the two fledgling programs. Chamberlain is off to a rough start this spring, losing all seven of their games to date and by an average of 16 runs. Meanwhile, Mobridge Pollock is 3-1, with their only loss coming to a reigning North Dakota state champion. The Tigers will return home tomorrow afternoon for a doubleheader with Lakota Tech, starting at 4 p.m. at the South softball fields. The 2024 NFL Draft will begin tonight in Detroit with the first round. At 7 o'clock, the Chicago Bears will be on the clock with the number one overall pick, and they are widely expected to select USC quarterback Caleb Williams. Where the night goes from there is anyone's guess. The Washington Commanders, New England Patriots, Arizona Cardinals, and Los Angeles Chargers round out the top five in order. More quarterbacks are likely to be picked early, with some teams possibly trading up to take a new franchise QB. NFL insider Adam Schefter has reported the Patriots have been fielding calls for their number three overall selection. The Minnesota Vikings have been one of those teams rumored to move up. As it stands, Minnesota currently holds the 11th and 23rd pick in the first round. The night will end with the 32nd pick, with rounds 2 and 3 to take place tomorrow night and rounds 4 through 7 on Saturday afternoon. The NBA and NHL are now well into the opening round of their respective postseasons. Last night in basketball, the Miami Heat stunned the Celtics in Boston 111-101 to tie the series 1-1. Boston is the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Oklahoma City cruised past New Orleans 124-92 for a 2-0 series lead. Tonight's games will see Orlando hosting Cleveland down 0-2, the Knicks taking their 2-0 lead into Philadelphia, and the Lakers at home 2 games behind Denver. The Minnesota Timberwolves play Phoenix tomorrow up 2-0, and their big man Naz Reid just won sixth man of the year, in large thanks to his efforts during the absence of Karl Anthony Towns. Last night on the ice, the Boston Bruins beat Toronto 4-2 to go ahead in their series 2-1. Las Vegas skated past Dallas 3-1 to go up 2-0. And the LA Kings escaped Edmonton 5-4 in overtime to tie it 1-1. Tonight we'll have the Florida Panthers in Tampa to play the Lightning and the Carolina Hurricanes playing the Islanders in New York. Both home teams are in desperation mode after losing the first 2 games of their series. The other matchups have the Rangers ahead of Washington 2-0, Vancouver tied 1-1 with Nashville, as well as Winnipeg and Colorado in a 1-1 gridlock. The Minnesota Twins are currently in action against the White Sox, looking for a 4-game sweep. A 6-game road trip to Anaheim and Chicago will follow. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.